Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Kuf Mem Tet, discusses different things that are forbidden to read on Shabbat. One of the things that the Gemara puts a restriction on is reading the words under a picture or a painting. A fellow finds himself in a hotel or in a museum, and he wants to, you know, look at a picture on the wall and, you know, read the caption that's underneath it. Hakamim did put a restriction lest one come to read things that he's really not allowed to read, like documents of contracts and shtare hejotot, which would mean business documents as well. So the question we ask today is regarding a book that is being published soon, or a pamphlet or a composition that the proofreader wants to read it over Shabbat. Is he allowed to proofread a text on Shabbat? Halakha says he is not allowed, because he might come to erase or write. The Gemara was concerned about that as well. Furthermore, one would be forbidden on Shabbat to proofread a Sefer Torah to see if it needs any corrections. Now, of course, even though he intends to correct it on the weekday, but it is forbidden to proofread a Sefer Torah with the intent even to fix it on the following day. Last but not least, is a question: can one look at rabbi pictures? You know, sometimes you have pictures of rabbis, and you want to know exactly which rabbi it is, and on the bottom of it tells you, you know, Hacham so-and-so. So the Menuchat Ava brings down an opinion that's lenient. He says, it's a mitzvah to look at the Hachamim, to know who it is, and Ejir HaChamayim, etc. And then even on that he writes, HaMachmir Tavu Ala Beracha. He says, one that's stringent even on that, he should be blessed. So it seems over here, it goes without saying, I think it's superfluous to talk about reading, you know, science fiction and different novels of such sort, and other types of newspapers and the likings. You know, here we're discussing even, could you read the caption underneath a painting? And Nachamim are being strict about it. So Kol Shekin, reading, you know, encyclopedias and all these other type of Divrei Chol on Shabbat, certainly one is not allowed to read advertisements. I think we discussed that in the previous halakha. One should refrain from reading advertisements even for mitzvot. Which means, you know, you want to know who's selling the lulavim and the etrogim in the neighborhood, and you want to know the latest sales in the bookstores, the Judaica stores. Also, one should refrain from reading those type of advertisements, even for the Divrei Kodesh on Shabbat. So it seems basically one should spend his day just involved in reading the Divrei Torah only.